Our fourth speaker for the evening is Erica Duke. You want to come up, Erica? Erica has explored and discovered the world by bike, riding in places like Ecuador, Vietnam, and Australia. She was introduced to the sheer joy of cycling in Toronto on her second day in the city. She bought her first adult bicycle in Toronto on the advice of a person she had just met, and they've been together ever since. She made her passion for cycling into her career and works as an active transportation planner for the region of Peel. She loves Toronto because it's a place for everyone from everywhere to do everything they love, including biking.
So I can control the slides.
Can you maybe do it?
Well, I have a presenter there which is plugged in. You can probably try that. Is it a PowerPoint?
Yeah.
Let me just turn it on first.
Oh.
Is there any battery?
Yes,
it works.
Awesome.
Just don't get any further away from it.
No, I'll be here. Okay. Hi, everybody. I'm really excited about this and a little bit self-conscious because it's about me, so bear with me. So this story is about how I got to Toronto and what bikes had to do with it. So I was happened to be Canadian by an accident of birth, and then I went to Ecuador, and that's where I grew up, and then there was some stuff happening in the States. And then I moved to Canada in May of 2005. In early 2005, I decided that the best thing to do would be to go to Vietnam. So I went to Vietnam. That was really cool. So Vietnam is amazing. I was in Ho Chi Minh City, and I was in the, they have these fancy new suburbs that they're building outside the city, and there's these wide empty streets, and they're just amazing to bike around in. There's nothing there except a couple of bikes and some motorbikes. And then right next to the suburbs, they have the old villages, which are like crammed with people everywhere and are also amazing to bike in. And this is kind of what they look like. There's people everywhere all the time in Vietnam. Like, it never stops. And it's really exciting to try to cross the street because you don't wait until the traffic stops because it never stops. So what you do is you look at the street, and then you just start walking, and you walk, and you don't stop. Because if you stop, they will hit you. Because they see you coming, and they just start veering around you very gently. So keep a steady pace, keep walking a straight line, and you're perfectly safe. The only problem with that is that there's cars starting to be in Vietnam, and they don't play that game well. You actually have to accelerate or slow down for them. But with everybody else, it's really fun and really easy. So I love biking around Vietnam, and I was kind of there to figure out. I was moving to Canada, but I didn't know anything about Canada. So I bugged every single Canadian tourist I met and said, I'm moving to Canada, where should I go? They all said Toronto, which I think says something about Canadian expats in Vietnam, but I'm not sure what. And I met this guy, and he lived in Barrie, and he said I could crash at his place. I was like, that sounds cool. So I went back to Boston, put some of my stuff into some suitcases, got on a Greyhound bus, and moved to Toronto via Barrie. So I was in Barrie for about a month, mostly just coming down here looking for a place to work, looking for a place to live, and the rest of the time I was just in Barrie. So the guy that I was staying with, he was in his 70s. He had an old bicycle in his garage that belonged to his adult children who no longer lived there, and he lent it to me to get around Barrie. So I was biking around Lake Simcoe a lot. I did a lot of laps around Lake Simcoe. And one of the things that was kind of like messing with my head a little bit was I kept calling it an ocean, and I wasn't like thinking about it, but I've seen the Atlantic Ocean, the Pacific Ocean, the Indian Ocean. Like, I've seen a lot of oceans. The one on that side, that's an ocean. This one is the lake, but it's a beach. So just, it was a bit of a mind thing, and people can be like, no, it's not an ocean, but I wasn't thinking about it. It just came out. On June 1st, 2005, I moved to Toronto. And on my second day here, my landlord, who was also my roommate, grabs a bike that's like kind of rusting in the backyard that belonged to his ex-wife, and grabs the guy across the street who's biking downtown with his like little boy, and he says, hey, can you take her with you? And he says yes. So I get on this bike, and they take me on a bike ride. And we biked from Dufferin Grove to Urbane Cyclist at John and Queen. And that was amazing. Okay, this is my first time on a bike in Toronto, and it just it made sense. It was like, of course you get around Toronto by bike. There was bike lanes. It felt really safe. It felt really fast. And it just, it clicked. Like, this is how I'm going to get around here. This is perfect. So that's how I started. But I didn't really know anything about bikes other than how to ride a bike. I wasn't really sure I could afford one because I was still looking for a job. So I mostly walked around Toronto that summer. And I was really, really friendly. I didn't know anybody, so I wanted to make a lot of friends. And along the conversations that I just started up with random people everywhere all the time, I met this guy who was a friend of another guy that I had just met, and he seemed kind of cool. And we started talking and emailing, and he asked me if I wanted to go for a bike ride. I was like, okay. And he had a bike that he could borrow so I could go bike riding with him. So I was like, okay, this is going to work because I don't have a bicycle. So we went for a bike ride, and we ended up around Coxwell and Danforth at the Cycle Path store. So I don't know if you guys, any of you guys know that store, yeah, but back then, it was one small room. It was a while ago. It was 2005. And in the back, they sold old used bicycles back then. So we go into the bicycle store. We're just looking around, because why not? And this is where I discover that the guy I just met is a bike mechanic, and he knows how to fix bikes, and he taught himself how to build his bike, and that's the bike that he rode when I met him. And yeah, he looks at this bike in the back, he's like, this one. This is the bike you have to get right now. Like, it's perfect. I had no intention of buying a bicycle. Like, yes, sometime soon, but like not that day. He's like, this one's perfect, you gotta do it. It was a green Oxford City bicycle. The seat was stuck, so you couldn't like raise it or lower it, but that's really good because then no one can steal your bike seat. it was like a tiny bit too low for me, so I rode it for 2 years, and it always like couldn't quite stretch my legs, but it was still really good. And it was $100, so I bought the bicycle, and I walked out of that store with my bicycle, which I rode for 2 years, which was like the most amazing bike ever, and that's the bicycle. That bicycle just, it opened Toronto up for me. I discovered the power of racks and panniers on that bike, and I bought them and I installed them myself, and I was so ridiculously proud of the fact that I was able to screw them in all by myself, okay? And then I got, and then I got a City of Toronto bike map, and you guys might remember, I was new to the city, I was unemployed and didn't know anyone, so I rode every trail in Toronto, because that seemed like a really fun thing to do, and it was. So I checked out all the trails in Toronto. I loved it. With my new friend, we would bike to Guildwood Station. We'd take the train to Rouge Hill, and then we'd bike back all the way back to Dufferin Grove. And it was just really fun. And we loved biking at night. Loved looking at the houses. Loved looking at the architecture. Just Toronto was where I got around my bike. And so I grew up in a tropical country. I hate winter, but I love biking more. So this was my first winter in Toronto. Okay? I was just like, I'm not going to stop biking because it's snowing, and it's pretty much the only thing I do in winter outside because nothing will stop me from biking. So when I first started biking, everyone said, okay, you're doing it now, but it's going to start snowing and you're going to stop. And when it first started snowing, I took the subway for about 5 minutes, and then I came back outside and got on my bike and kept going. It seemed like a better option. So I rode that bike for about 2 years. Then the crank broke. I took it to, like, I don't know, possibly 10 bike shops in the city. Nobody can figure out what's wrong with it. But it still kind of lives in my basement because I'm very sentimentally attached to it. As we were saying in my intro, and the guy who helped me buy this bike, we're basically still together, and we've had a lot of bike adventures. thank you.
We have time for one question for Erica. Does someone want to ask a question?
Who do you love more?
Him.